So, Jenny, I heard something. I guess I saw it last week. I talked about it on Hot Country Nights about Morgan Wallen playing at Boston's Fenway Park and how that was a bucket list item for him.
That's pretty awesome. So he was a fan, obviously.
Naturally, yes.
Yeah. That's really cool when you can make those kind of things happen. And I think that probably happens a lot of times with artists and celebrities that grew up idolizing a team or a person. Because even when we talk about some country artists, they'll say, "Oh, I got to meet Steven Tyler, and that was a big dream." Or I don't know, maybe I should have used a better example. But when they get to grow up listening to someone and now they're famous too, it's kind of like, whoa.
Yeah, they have that fangirl moment.
Yes.
I know a lot of the younger stars will say that when they're, "Oh, wow, I get to go out on tour with this person or that person." And,
Fangirl.
I was in the crowd just a few short years ago, and now here I am opening for them.
Yeah, so bucket list stuff. So do you have anything that you predominantly have on your bucket list?
I'm not sure. I mean, there are things that I think I want to do, but not necessarily would I consider them bucket list items. I don't know. I feel like bucket list is somewhat extravagant. There are people who are like, "I want to visit all 32 Major League Baseball parks."
Right. I want to follow the NASCAR circuit one year or something like
Right.
that. And sometimes I feel like our bucket list, we make them the unattainable and be like, "Well, if I could do that, unless, my bucket list sometimes can be practical. I want to pay off my student loans."
Right. Yeah, but
That'd
see,
be great.
if it's practical, though, I don't think it can
It's really
qualify as a bucket
a bucket list, yeah. We call it the Bucky list.
Oh, boy.
I think a lot of times, I was looking at a list, and a lot of times people have things like skydiving.
Nope.
Yeah, I watched a show, and it had them skydiving, and just watching it gave me a little bit of anxiety because you have somebody you don't know strapped to your back, and then, we're just going to free fall. We're going to Tom Petty through the air here just for a second. Yeah, no, thank you. On this list, they have cliff jumping, which kind of, I guess, goes in the same category.
I'm afraid of heights. I feel like bucket lists have a thrill-seeker aspect that I don't necessarily have.
Yeah.
I'm more than content to stay right here on
Planted
the ground.
Planted on the ground and enjoying gravitational pull.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Holding a tarantula. Now, if you're an arachnophobic or just you don't like creepy crawlers, I don't think you would want to do that.
I don't know. I mean,
see, I'm the
if
Billy...
I know the thing's defanged, probably.
But see, in my house, I'm the Billy Bad A because I have to kill
Yes.
the
Your
spider.
Husband is not joking.
I mean, he was like, "Wah!" And I got the pressure washer. I was like, "No worry, baby. I got this." So that would not be on his
we
list.
We talked about that last time we were over there, and he was like, "Nope."
I was like, "Move aside.
I'll kill some bees, but
but if
somebody
it was a
said,
snake,
what about if it's a spider?" And he goes, "Nope, not going out there."
But a snake, he would kill a snake for me. Snake and mice, rats, things like that. I'm like, "No, thank you."
I can't kill a snake from far enough away for me to feel comfortable.
Look, you wouldn't have to. I wouldn't need to be near the snake because I would run so fast. You'd be like, "Oh, Usain Bolt? No, that was me. That was me." I won some gold medals during that, bolt from there.
That was my only issue working on a golf course was
Snakies.
The propensity of running into snakes. And I'm like, "Oh, no." Mm-mm.
Yeah, so definitely, holding a snake or something would not be on my bucket list. Storm chasing?
Oh, I'd totally be down with that.
Would you?
Yes.
Tornadoes?
Absolutely.
Twister?
If I'm in the proper vehicle, I love
Helen
sitting
Hunt
out on
style?
My porch and watching thunderstorms.
Well, that's cool. And it's cool to watch them at the beach, too.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a room that has a balcony and you can look out and you're like, "Oh, that's cool."
You see it coming in off the water?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That
absolutely.
Is pretty. Windsurfing? Meh, it doesn't really float my boat. It's not I guess it could be fun.
Maybe. Yeah, it'd
yeah,
be,
it could
fun.
Be fun.
I don't think it's a bucket list item.
Yeah. Polar bear plunging, that's when those crazies go out into the ocean, right? And they jump in at 40 degrees in the water.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Again, not a bucket list item, I don't think. Because anybody... I think bucket list items need to look to be something really unattainable, something very unique that you hadn't thought of, but you're like, "Oh, yeah, that'd be really cool."
Mm-hmm.
You could do a polar bear plunge at a pond in the wintertime
here.
Yeah,
you
here.
Could jump
you're
in someone's pool
right.
and be like, "Polar bear plunge."
Right.
Look here. This one made it on this particular list, eating frog legs. Now, Cliff has done that. You've probably done that,
I
haven't
love
you?
Them. They're
See?
Amazing.
Yeah.
One of our restaurants in town has them.
Mm-hmm.
They're delicious.
You can get the little bucket of frog legs. But they just look so sad because they look like little legs. I mean, it's just like.
So do chickens.
I know, but the frog legs, it's like, "He's my little legs." I just think of that cartoon, "Hello, my baby. Hello, my
Oh,
buddy.
The Warner Brothers frog.
Yeah. Hello, my ragtime girl.
Fry them up.
Wow.
Bread them, fry them. Let's go.
Yes.
I would be no good if I had to watch animals prepped for
Oh, that's why someone we work with here doesn't eat meat anymore.
Correct. I feel like if I had to go to one of those, I'd be a vegetarian, and in which case, I'd go play in traffic because I don't like vegetables either. I just eating.
You'd be the mac and cheese diet. Yeah. He's like, I had mac and cheese and mac and cheese and mac and cheese.
I had pasta sauce with tomatoes and more tomatoes and hooray, tomatoes, yay. Cheese.
Cheese. You would live on cheese, cereal, pancakes.
I'd have cacio e pepe every day.
I'm like, this guy, his arteries are clogged.
We're already well down that road. We're not fast tracking it.
You're like, I have more important things to worry about. Like what? Cholesterol. Not how animals get prepped. Riding the world's tallest roller coaster, that would be fun.
I could see that being a bucket list, especially depending on where it is. Mm-hmm. But again, it falls under the heights thing for me. No, thank you.
No, thank you?
Mm-mm.
What would I bucket list? I mean, there's certain things that I can't do because, like, there's certain, like, artists I would wanted to see in concert, but, right. You know, they passed away or
yeah,
they never come
attainable.
Around. Bucket list. What should be on your bucket list? Some folks like to put a color run, but, I mean, that's something that you could do. They
I
do
feel
those
like if they just get out in their communities, that's not hard to
okay.
accomplish.
Well, I will backtrack a little bit. I do want to kind of do something like a 5K or something at some point because I've never
that's
done one.
That's a motivational thing. Totally get that because that takes a lot of training. That, to me, applies more so than a color run because you can do...
Like, if you're already an avid runner and you're like, I want them to splash, like, you know, powdered pink on me or
sure.
Yeah, blue, it's fine. But to me, like, just getting into that whole road to fitness, and mm-hmm. I can run for an extent of time now,
yep.
And it's like, I'd like to push myself. That would be a cool bucket list for me, but I think it depends on the person. Like, if you're an avid runner already, you're like, you can probably handle mm-hmm. 5K. I've never run a 5K, so it would be a really cool, like, I did it!
Right. But see, there's a sense of achievement there that I think is... that goes along with that and the mm-hmm. months of motivation and the work that it took,
mm-hmm.
I totally agree with that being a bucket list
yeah.
more so than just a color run because
right.
we do those here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not in the building, but I mean, just in town, we've done
those. On Mondays
those.
At 7.
John wins all the time.
It's color run time! visit the Grand Canyon, that would be cool.
Yep, I consider that a bucket list item. I'd like to visit the bottom of the Grand Canyon and like start at the bottom. I don't really want to look at it from the top.
Really? Would you be
afraid of
heights.
Right, heights? Are you kidding
heights.
Me?
Yeah, I'd be like, don't trip.
It's like the Space Needle or the Eiffel Tower. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Just at the bottom.
No.
Thanks so much.
I'll look up at them.
That would be cool. Stay at an ice hotel. Have you seen those like
yes,
on the Discovery
I have.
Channel? Like in Sweden. We go to Sweden. That would be kind of cool. But, I mean, cool, like pun intended.
Yeah. Yeah, the only problem with that is that means you have to sleep on a bed of ice.
Yeah.
That's not very comfy.
The walls, the fixtures, the fittings of this temporary hotel are all made of ice, and mm-hmm. they have to be rebuilt every winter. Imagine that being your job.
That'd be a pretty cool job.
It kind of would be. But then it would be like, well, it's time to make another hotel. I mean, it'd be like every day you build a house out of Legos and every day your toddler like knocks it over. You're like, time to do it again.
I had to build that table and the light fixtures 3 times.
Can we do something different?
Do you know, can you at least save the candelabras? They take forever.
I mean, goodness gracious. swim in the world's largest swimming pool. So apparently the world's largest swimming pool is in San Alfonso del Mar Resort in Algarrobo on Chile's southern coast. It is more than 1,000 yards long, covers 20 acres, has a 115-foot deep end, and holds 66 million gallons of water. That'd be kind of cool to visit the biggest pool in the world.
Possibly.
That's a lot of chlorine.
That is.
That's a lot of kids who are saying, go to the bathroom. Don't do it in a pool. It'll change colors. A big old swab of like green. What is that?
How many lifeguards does that take? I'm worried about the logistics of that
acres.
More so than I am. Yeah,
20 acres.
That's
like
a huge 1,000 thing.
1,000 lifeguards. It's probably one of those like people. It's just a tourist.
Swim
attraction.
At your own risk.
Yeah.
And nobody sorry. Ever gets in. It's just there.
I just
want
to look at it. Okay, this would be one I would do. Fly in a hot air balloon, but we know you wouldn't.
I've actually been on a couple of times. I've done Chase Crew
mm-hmm.
at the airport when they've had them here.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a lot of fun.
Is it?
It
doesn't
is.
Scare, the heights doesn't scare you?
Oh, no, I'm not in the. No, I'm in the van
okay.
chasing the people that are going down the street.
Oh,
they
got
have no
you.
Control where they land.
So
none.
You have to be there on the ground ready to get them.
No, you got to hope you're there by the time they hit the ground. Because the balloon doesn't immediately deflate. That's why the big guy gets to go. I'm the first one there because I'm supposed to jump into the basket and hold it down.
I would love to see you do a frog splash into the basket.
Well, but they've got the rimmed at the lowered edges, so you just kind of grab two sides and just hang on.
And your feet are like in the grass. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's kind of awesome.
But the problem is, you better hope you land somewhere where they're okay with it, or because like we land, they landed. My grandmother and my sister went, and my dad was gonna go, but the balloon was full too quickly. And I'm not talking about the basket; it just took off. And I'm like, wait. My dad was like, "That's all right. We'll just ride in the crew. No big deal." He was supposed to go on the ride too. Balloon filled up too quick.
Oh no! All by myself.
Yeah, so it was just the two of them, but. We go chasing it down the highway, and you're trying to gauge, should we turn here? Should we turn here?
What if a gust of wind came up?
Like, right. Oof. Exactly. And the guy's, like, not going to just keep filling the thing full of hot air. Mm-hmm. There's no need. He's going to go as far as he can, and then he's going to reach that point of, uh-oh, we don't know where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Land in the middle of a field, land in the middle of a backyard, power lines become a concern.
Oh, my.
It's much more treacherous than you might think.
Oh, it's not so
That's
happy.
Why the baskets are wicker.
Oh, my gosh. I was just thinking of, like, the Chipmunk's Grand Adventure when they go around the world.
It's not all movies, Jenya. It's not all movies.
It's not all Alvin and the Chipmunks. My gosh. Here's one. Swimming with either manatees or dolphins.
Yeah, I've swam with dolphins.
I've seen the picture.
Yes, you have.
I took it with my phone for evidence.
Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just cool and the dolphins just come up to you or...
Everybody takes turns. I went as part of a group, as part of a cruise excursion. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun. Very interactive, but also you wouldn't think about it, but dolphins are very playful. That's what you hear all the time. But it's also much more dangerous because they think they're just playing and your body's not geared for it. I mean, you wouldn't think about it, but most dolphins can weigh 400 to 600 pounds.
Oh, so they're like, I'm going to nuzzle you with my nose. Yep. And you're like, ah! That hurts.
Well, not so much that they would do it that way. It would just be, oh, let's play. Grab your hand, and let's go to the bottom, and then come back up. And it's like, wait a minute. Right. So it's got to be very much in a trained situation because that it's not that they would mean to. It's just they love having fun. And so when you look at those, if you'll notice, you don't see many divers or like at SeaWorld or something.
Mm-hmm.
The folks are not in the water as much as you would see like with the old Shamu exhibit. They're there all the time. These guys are doing a lot of things where they're just pointing and giving directions because they can't keep up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas the there's...
When you get on their turf and they're like, all right, let's do this.
Right. And again, it's all meant in good fun for the most part. It's just, whoa. It's like you got a neighbor with a really large dog who loves to play and then you're immediately overpowered.
Right.
Same concept.
Times 10.
But times 10.
Yeah.
And you're not on the ground. You're in the water where you're already not having... You don't have primo motion control.
Right.
You don't have full... capacity.
Well,
a lot of fun.
I'm gonna take that on my old bucket list. Thanks so much.
No, everyone should do it. It was a blast. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
I was scared the whole time that the dolphin was gonna drag me under.
That's why they have people and they put you in a life jacket.
No. Get away from me, Flipper.
Only you.
No.
Only you would do that.
Also making it on some folks' list. Hike the Appalachian Trail.
Yep. That's a big undertaking. But there's a lot of not only is it a long way, it's a lot of crazy terrain. Mm-hmm. I mean, it runs right through here.
Yeah, it goes through the states of Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. If you did that whole thing, 2,184-mile-long public footpath.
Yep.
Wow. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I guess you would have to, like, camp.
Oh, yes. Yes, you'd be camping. You'd be
roughing
it.
How long do you think that would take?
I think there was at one point somebody would average, like, 20 miles a day. Mm-hmm. And that's hauling it.
All right, we got to do math. You know that time when, you know, your math teacher's like, you'll never have a calculator with you, so learn how to do math. It's always on my phone and on the computer.
How many miles is it?
2,184 divided by 20. 109 days. 109 days.
I don't have that much vacation time.
I know. That's 3.5 months. Like, well, I'm just going to not work this summer.
Right.
And I'm going to go up the trail. And you know you'd be exhausted. Imagine, though, the weight you'd lose.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
See, now that you bring up weight loss, I think that's a bucket list item.
That is a bucket list item.
Because that takes
a lot
as much or more training and control and focus. as any of the other physical challenges that we've talked about.
It does. It's really, and it's a lifestyle change too, if you want to keep it off. Unless you're like one of those people that is blessed with an incredible metabolism and just, you know, slim and trim all the time and sitting there eating two burgers and a shake. And I'm like, I hate you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I ain't you. It's all in love. I hate you because I ain't you. Yeah, that's a... that is a good one. And I think I'm on the verge of that. I've got like my final 15 that is taking forever. But I will say with a massive amount of weight loss comes unpleasant things like loose skin and stuff. So that's kind of gross.
Yeah, I can appreciate that.
Yeah. So, you know, got to tone it. But in the words of Kenya, if you can't tone it, tan it. The tan fat looks so much better than pale fat. I'm just going to say it. Then some of these things on the list is like personal development bucket list. That's kind of cool. Like developing kind of confidence that might go with the weight loss thing.
Sure.
Stop procrastinating. Become an early riser. Release the past. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to let go.
Yeah.
I got one. Mm-hmm. Being a game show contestant.
Yes.
I'd totally want to do that.
Yes. Which game show would you pick?
Price is Right. Hands down. Well, Bob Barker, Drew Carey, doesn't
matter. Watch you when I was sick at home eating
chips. That's right. That's what I did. That's how I got so connected. Oh, God.
It's like, it's 11 o'clock. I'm going to lay here on the couch in my blanket and watch The Price is Right because nothing else
It was
is
Price is Right and then Springer. No. Oh, Springer. All the talk shows were that time, too.
Sally, Jesse, Raphael.
Yeah, that's right. Maury.
Yeah. You are not the father. That was before Maury got into the old paternity things. Maury actually was a good talk show back
right,
in the day.
Right, exactly.
He's like, I'm going to give this bike away to this kid. And you're like, that's awesome.
Then they saw what Springer did. And he was like, I'm totally missing out.
I'm telling you. That would be, it would have been funny, though, if you were like, I've always wanted to be on the Jerry Springer show.
Yep.
I'd want to be in the audience. They'll go, Jerry, and be the person they pan the camera on when the person's like, da-da-da, and I'm like shaking my head like,
That says a lot to your judgmental mentality around here some days.
It pans across, and I'm just shaking my head. That person in the crowd, like, no, she didn't. Oh, no, she didn't. If I could be on a game show, I'd go back in time and be on Double Dare. I always wanted to do Double Dare.
Well, they just brought that back.
I know, but I mean, I want to be like 10-year-old me doing Double Dare, not almost 31-year-old me doing Double Dare.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, you're like, lift up the fake piece of bread, the flag's in
there. Oh, dig through the second.
Pick through the nose. And like now I'd be like, are you kidding me? This is what you want me to do? But as a kid, you're like, yeah, I'm going to slide down this whipped cream slide and go in this fake French toast. I mean, Mark Summers was a genius because he had that one. And do you remember What Would You Do?
Mm-hmm.
I loved that one because then you had the mystery thing at the end and they'd have the card on your head. And you'd be like, are you going to do the card or do the slime? And I would always hope that let me have show your hidden talent. That's an easy one. And then they'd do something like, you know,
right,
hopscotch in this pool of like bugs or whatever. But
I've got another one that I think I will watch YouTube videos occasionally when it pops up.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I'm like, oh, that would be really great to learn. But I've never, I don't flock to any and all shows of this nature. Learning magic.
That would be cool.
Like legit magic. No, I'm not talking like card tricks where you're counting cards. Oh, no.
Yeah. You want to make it disappear.
I want to make stuff disappear.
Yeah. No. So like Penn and Teller. Have you ever watched that one? Where it's like a reality show that I think.
Yeah, where they try to fool Penn and Teller.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love Penn and Teller because I just think they have the perfect mix of comedy and magic. So that would be really cool. I remember, what was it, Breaking the Magician's Code? That was like a show that came on back in the day. And the guy was like all like, you know, messed up and like, here's how they do this and very secretive, da-da-da. And maybe like David Blaine magic. That's kind of cool. No?
Well, David Blaine is more of a stunt artist than he is a magician.
Yeah, psychological kind of like.
I'd rather have Copperfield. Think more classically trained. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking in the suit, pulling rabbits out of the hat kind of thing. That's a little kid's birthday party-ish.
Right.
But I'm talking like illusions.
Yeah.
Like, again, making things disappear. Mm-hmm. Or I watched a guy that did this great coin disappearing act with playing cards. That's another one on my bucket list, playing cards. I want to play in the World Series of Poker.
Well, you love poker.
I love poker. I play online
poker. You
collect
cards.
I do. I actually collect playing cards.
Mm-hmm.
Different styles, different types. Anything unique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's something that I hadn't really officially started collecting until the last couple of years, where I've had some things that my dad would travel for work and he would occasionally bring me playing cards from overseas. So I've got cards from France, I've got cards from China, I've got cards from Italy. Cool. Now granted, they're probably all printed in the exact same place, but I don't know that. I don't know.
It's the same blue and red that you get everywhere.
That would be
cool to do something like. I wanted to, when I was younger, I wanted to perform at Carnegie Hall.
I can appreciate that.
Perform opera with Luciano Pavarotti, which is why my dog's name is Lucci. But that's my favorite opera singer. But that obviously didn't happen, and that probably won't happen, but that would have been a really cool thing to do. The game show one, I'm glad you brought that up. That would have been cool. I would love to do stuff like, you know, go to Hawaii. And I know it might sound like, oh, well, that's just a vacation, but that's an extravagant vacation. That's a
very extravagant vacation.
And I'm like, that would be cool to go and do at least once in my lifetime. And I think that could happen if, you know, you save up.
Yeah. Well, and that's... See, I'm the same way with an Alaskan cruise. I have sworn by wanting to do one of those. My parents want
to
do one of those.
And see, like, the Northern Lights? That would be awesome.
And they do excursions to, like, walk glaciers and that kind of stuff. But you can do it from a cruise ship, which is unbelievable. Because if you've been on a cruise at all, you already know that level. And you go down. Like, I've been on a cruise through the Western Caribbean. Lots of fun. Thoroughly enjoyed it. But take that cruise atmosphere into a whole nother visual level, bring it on. And that's depending on which cruise line you're on and all of that good stuff, to get back to the airport from where you leave out of, some of them will go full circle. Some of them will go up and stop. And then you get to take a train ride through the mountains back to where the airport is. Bring that nonsense.
That would be awesome.
Right.
Through, like, the snowy mountains and everything. That would be really pretty.
Yep.
That would be cool.
Little things like that. I think the extravagance of things, like, I'd love to fly in a private jet just once. I don't care where I go. I don't care where I go. But just once, I'd like to fly on a private jet. I've flown first class. Worth it. God, that's so much fun. And I did that on a company trip, which was, and I was surrounded by other employees who gave me the dirtiest of looks.
Way to go there, warm towel.
Well, there is something about, we're going to board our first class passengers. So you're in your seat.
Excuse me, peons.
And the reason that you are...
people, I'm sorry I have come through. Thanks a lot. I'm sitting there like doing the Jerry Springer. No, he didn't.
Well, but that's the thing. If you think about it, and if you've never flown, it's really great. If you've never flown first class, you got to try it at least
once. Bucket list.
Because you'll get there... And then there's that pause where you think the crews are getting all of this ready. We've got to get these people in their seats. Nuh-uh. There's like eight of us in first class. They want to get the first drink in our hand while everybody else boards. Secret. There are people in first class with booze before you get on a jetway.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Towel, pillow, special greeting. It's great. I love
foot
it.
Massage.
So I can only imagine what a private jet would look like.
Oh, I'm sure that would be, like, fabulous.
I've never taken a limo ride.
Well, I mean, we can make that happen.
I know.
I mean, I could call someone right now and be like, come on over here.
Yeah, I know. I know.
That would be a cool one. And that could be attainable. But that
right. That's why I don't put it on a bucket list. It's just something I've never done.
Well, that would be a fun little thing to do. Maybe, like, do a limo ride and, like, date night thing and just be like, I'm just going to ride this limo downtown. That could, there you go.
Fair enough.
I'm going to plant that seed right now for your wife. A limo
great. I'm so excited to pay for that later, too.
She's going to be listening and be like, that does sound nice, doesn't it?
Now I'm just in trouble again.
I appreciate that. So, yeah, I think bucket list. I think we got a good little chunk of things that could be attainable. Some things that maybe are possible if you work towards it. And then, of course, the things that were like, probably won't happen, but it's not going to make my quality of life diminish if it doesn't happen.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to be like, I never got to go to blah, blah, blah. I mean, come on.
Yep.
So, yeah.
What are some of yours?
Yeah, let us know.
You can follow us on our social media. That's where we put our podcasts. We always have it on our What's Hot blog, but we try to keep everybody informed when we have a new one. Try to do one a week.
Yeah, yeah. So, and if there's anything you want us to talk about or get our opinions or thoughts or concerns or whatever on, let us know. Just check us out on WAKG.com under Behind the Mic. There's usually ways you can get in touch with us, and we'll be back next week.